All right, good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and we are back with another Discolly episode. It is September 6th, 2024, the first week back to school for most UBC students. So it's pretty exciting. I mean, I'm looking out at the nest right now, and we are pretty packed. Like, we have the poster sale going on outside. We also have most people in classes right now because, you know, people care for about the first 2 weeks. And then after that, people start going, you know, a little bit easier on their classes and start, you know, skipping and, you know, the huge. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm not one of those people, but I plead the fifth. Anyways, welcome back to another Discolly episode. We are going to be exploring yet another artist today, yet another album, and yet more music, because that's what we're here for. Before I get into it, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Now, if you are new to Discolly and don't know how the show works, basically for about half of the show, we run through a pretty mainstream artist, an artist that most people know, an artist whose music is pretty well known, and we went through the artistry, we run through their music, their art, everything you can think of, their concerts, their vinyls, their albums, discography, and we just talk about them, talk about their drama, talk about who they are, just kind of get into it and yap for a bit. And then halfway through the show, we will switch to a discovered artist who I like to keep Canadian, who I think is pretty similar to the artist that we're just talking about, the mainstream one, and we talk about their discography, maybe one of their albums, or sometimes I like to vary it a little bit, and see their music and just talk about it and give our first impressions. So that's what we're going to be doing today, and I'm very excited to be doing an artist that I love so much, and she is known for her Spanglish, which I'll get into what that term actually means. But before I get into introducing the artist, I want to introduce my guest for today, which is my all-time bestie, Lila.
Hi.
Hi, Lila. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I mean, this is the third time I had you on the show. Yeah. I was like, it'll never get old. It'll never literally, like, I'll always have you here, and I'm so excited to always have you here.
Thank you.
I remember I was debating what artist I wanted to do, and then I was like, you know what? Let me see if Lila wants to come on, because I was like, we both went to the concert together. We both, like, bought the vinyl. We're obsessed with them. But do you want to introduce who we're going to be doing today?
We're going to be doing Caliuchis.
Caliuchis. it's a pretty well-known name in the Latin American community, as well as also, like, the Spanish community. But she is basically a Colombian singer who dabbles in R&B, and, you know, just has, like, a bunch of fun and sings in Spanglish. So Spanglish, now we're kind of, like, defining what it is. Spanglish is Spanish and English music, and it's very hard for artists to sometimes go between both languages. She does it very well, because sometimes it can sound a bit awkward, which we'll get into a little bit more. But she is known to do that, right?
Seamless.
Yeah, seamless. But what do you know about Caliuchis? Maybe start with that first.
Well, I know that she just had a baby. Don Toliver?
Kind of with Don Toliver? Don Toliver.
Kind of recently with Don Toliver.
Yeah, a little recently. But yeah, she did have a baby with Don Toliver.
Only half.
She only promoted it, like, maybe once. her name is Carly Marina Loaiza, which is quite the name. And I think her sister used to call her, like, something like Uchis or something. I can't exactly remember how she got the Uchis. But I remember the Cali was basically just, like, the shortened form of Carly Marina.
Okay.
And then Loaiza was just her last name. But
cute.
She was born in Alexandria, Virginia. Alexandria, Virginia, on July 17, 1994, which makes her 30 years old. But she was born to a Colombian father and an American mother. And when she was young, in high school, her father actually moved back to Colombia, where Cali spent most of her summers visiting, which is why, you know, she was able to really put herself into the culture, as well as also learn Spanish.
Get the influence for her,
like,
music.
Yeah, because I feel like, especially when you, like, move to America, you kind of lose a lot of that culture.
Totally. Melting pot.
I was going to say melting pot. I was like, it's not the vertical mosaic.
No.
It's, like, the other one. but yeah, and so she was able to, like, really implement herself into her culture, learn Spanish, and also get to know, like, her Colombian side of her ethnicity. And after finishing her high school degree, so she did graduate, she started to focus more on her music, which is when she kind of, like, started to get that going a lot and started, like, I think, working on her first couple EPs. Like I mentioned, Kelly Uchis does bridge the genres between R&B, neo-soul, and Latin. So Latin beats, you can definitely hear it all over her albums.
100%.
And she was originally signed with EMI Records to release her debut album, Isolation, in 2018, and later moved on to Geffen Records. Her discography started off with Drunken Babble and Por Vida, which were both EPs and mixtapes. The first one was a mixtape and the second one was an EP, which she actually just released in a physical form after 9 years.
Gorgeous.
The Por Vida EP. I will say, though, why nine?
I know. Come on, just round up.
Like I could have waited one more year. Like, if you already made me wait,
or round
wait
up.
Years,
bring
like,
it to five, please.
Bring it to 5 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why, like, 9 year anniversary. She was like, oh, let's just release the vinyl now.
Yeah.
But yeah, she just released that. And then in 2018, like I mentioned, she did Isolation, which was kind of like her breakthrough album. She had features such as Steve Lacy. She had features such as
Tyler.
Mia?
Oh.
No.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Bia.
Yes. Bia.
Bia.
Was it Bia or Mia?
I think it's Bia.
Ooh, I should know that. Tyler, yes, you're right.
After
Tyler, the creator,
storm.
After the Storm. And then there's one more. Or not. I could be blanking.
I am also blanking.
But those are the ones that I know. And then she had Sin Miedo del Amor y de Otros Demonios, which was her first full Spanish album. Because Isolation had some Spanish, but it was mostly in English. And then Sin Miedo had her all-time greatest hit called Telepatía, which is really what got her going. That's what started trending on social media, and that's what kind of just, you know, got her where she is. She had a feature with Rico Nasty, which is kind of like Rico was kind of having like her moment, because she also had featured on Tia Tamara with Doja Cat.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know it overlapped like that.
Yeah, so like they were both kind of like doing that kind of feature.
Off.
Yeah, and that was released in 2020, so like pandemic, like kind of area.
The TikTok.
And then she released Red Moon and Venus in 2023, which I'll get into, but she later admitted that it was written during the pandemic.
Okay.
During,
maybe
like,
that's when
break.
Her and Dawn kind of, you know?
Maybe. Maybe that's when they like started, you know, seeing each other.
Yeah, hanging out.
And yeah, she released Red Moon and Venus, which we'll get into more because that will be the album that we will be talking about today. And then she just released in 2024 Orquídeas and re-released it as the extended version, like, what, a month ago?
Yeah.
Orquídeas,
yeah.
Like, part
Not
two,
even,
parte
yeah.
dos.
Yeah.
Which is great. She's just, like, feeding.
Yeah.
Since
Honestly,
2018.
Hearing you, like, lay these all out, I'm like, banger.
Banger.
Like,
banger. Yeah.
You know, like.
Back to back to back, to back to back to back to back. Yeah. No, it's
Literally.
Great. But, yeah, so, like I mentioned, we'll be talking about Red Moon and Venus, which is her third studio album. And kind of where you and I kind of really started to listen to kind of like obsessively a little bit.
Yeah, it was an era.
It was an era.
For sure.
I'm going to get into that because it was like whenever I think of Red Moon and Venus, I think of like second year. Like you and me are just like.
I know. Tearing up the town.
No, literally tearing up the town. And we're just like strutting to like Moonlight or something.
Yeah,
you know? It's like
totally.
Moonlight hasn't like broken records. She hasn't like announced that it's surpassed like a billion streams. And you're just like, like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, Red Moon and Venus was released March 3rd of 2023, so just last year. It's an English and Spanish album and is under the genres of R&B, neo-soul, and psychedelic soul as well.
Oh, which, yeah, I could see that.
No, I could definitely see
Ethereal.
It.
Ethereal.
I feel like mostly when I...
Sorry.
Mostly when I think of psychedelic, I think of Cigarettes After Sex.
Yeah.
Like, psychedelic is just, like, written
that
all over Cigarettes After
always
Sex.
That is the go-to.
But, like, the production of Red Moon and Venus is like a little bit psychedelic.
Yeah. I see it.
And we'll get into like why exactly, because she has a little representation of what Red Moon and Venus means to her. But the only singles off of the album were I Wish You Roses and Moonlight. And I actually remember that very clearly because she released I Wish You Roses and then the next one was Moonlight. And then she was like, oh, album.
Yeah,
and then
I know.
She just dropped
I remember
it.
Screaming, crying, everything.
Yeah.
When all those dropped and then I was like, no way.
And I remember, I think that was our, was it? I think it was that during the same time as Ray releasing My 21st Century Blues.
Yes.
Because I remember we were like fiending over it. We were just like, we gotta listen to this together. And we were like on FaceTime. And it was like very much like the timing was off. So we'd like meet each other and we'd be like, oh, I like that song.
It was also SZA's new album was around. Or maybe that was
the
tour.
Oh, no, you're right. No, you're right. Because it was in December.
Yeah.
Of 2022. So then... Yes.
Yeah, anyways. It was just so much. It was a
like
great...
SOS was still coming around.
Yes.
And then, you're correct. You are correct. But yeah, and then so Kelly Uchis shared with consequence that Red Moon and Venus is a timeless, burning expression of desire, heartbreak, faith, and honesty, reflecting the divine femininity of the moon and Venus.
I mean, couldn't have said it better.
That's like she just laid it out for us.
Fully.
She was saying that when she was writing this album during the lockdown, she was saying that she was very into astrology, very into like kind of like what it means to be a woman. And whenever I hear the divine femininity, I always think of Mac Miller, which is really interesting because she has she had worked with Mac Miller back before he passed away. And I feel like that's kind of like a cool homage to do because he obviously has an album called The Divine Feminine. Which also kind of like talks about that. But I always like wonder like what did she mean by the red moon in Venus?
Yeah, right.
Like, does Venus have moons?
I thought no. I thought like I should fact check myself.
Like, I'm just like, does Venus have moons? Like,
oh, God.
Because I know some other planets have moons.
Yeah, like Neptune.
I kind of want to, like, I'm like 70% sure that Jupiter has moons.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Like six moons
I
or something.
I second that, for sure.
Right? And then we have one.
And so, yeah.
But, like, I know, like, there's definitely some representation of a red moon when it comes to like being feminine. I think that kind of has to do something with like
the cycle.
No, 100%, right?
I believe that as well.
But yeah, so the actual album itself has a total of 15 tracks, so it's a pretty it's a pretty big album, but it's not lengthy because it totals for 43 minutes.
Yeah.
So regular. You can like most of the songs are actually like about 2 minutes in.
I kind of like that, you know, because it's like
short and sweet.
Yeah, short and sweet, changing it up.
No, 100%.
Ears are stimulated.
Apple Music does describe the album as brimming with astrological fervor. Oh my god, I can't. Fervor? I don't even know. And an unbridled emotionality. Red Moon and Venus finds the Colombian American sensation zeroing in on love. So she really just talks about love. And also kind of like talking about like Don Toliver, I feel like this album just fully fell on when she was in like the high of that relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if she said that she started writing this album in about 2020 and she released in 2023. And I think she got together with Don in either 2020 or 2022. So she was just like on the high of like being in that relationship.
And I remember like when the album dropped, it was very short after that they kind of like went public or like more public, like the hard launch of it all.
The hard launch of it all, yeah.
So, and he's obviously on the album as well. So that was kind of its own hard launch in itself.
That was kind of its own little thing. Because I'm pretty sure Kelly also made a little appearance on his album. I forget what it's called, Love.
I don't really listen to him that much.
There was one song that I did. Well, obviously, it was the one with Kelly. Oh, the Lovesick?
Yes, yes.
She made an appearance. That was on 2023 album as well. She made an appearance on For Me.
Yes.
So, I mean, very much like launching that relationship.
Wink, wink, you know.
But yeah, going down the track list, we have In My Garden, which is like a little like interlude.
Yeah.
I guess like introduction interlude. Call it what you want. It's only 25 seconds long. It's really just like her introducing...
Setting the tone,
because then it transitions into I Wish You Roses.
Which
is actually the first song that I have listed here to play, which I'm going to play it because I feel like it sets the tone for the album.
Yeah.
The album's cover itself is Kelly Uchis kind of like looking us in a very like sexy, sensual way into the camera. And she has like this like headpiece with like butterflies attached to it, and it's like very like red. The whole thing is like red and orange.
Just think siren eyes.
Literally siren eyes. Just think of that. And she's looking obviously very, very good. But we're gonna play I Wish You Roses, talk about it a little bit, and then kind of go down the track list and talk about more about her concert, her vinyls, and just what it is that Kelly Uchis did on this album. But you listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is I Wish You Roses by Kelly Uchis.
Smiling with pretty flowers can come.
Welcome back. You're listening to Discali, and that was I Wish You Roses by Kali Uchis. Going into, giving us a little bit of a surprise, going into Worth the Wait. Mm-hmm. But I really like that song as an introduction, even though the song fully implies like a breakup or whatever mm-hmm. type of like separation. Because obviously it's like, you know, when like when you leave someone and you're just like, oh, like I wish you the best.
Yeah,
but like,
definitely.
You know, it's like, I wish you the best. Yeah. And that's why she's like, I wish you roses while you can still smell.
I like that she used like kind of the quintessential like icon of love to do that, you know?
Yeah. Like, and it also talks about, I think she's like, I was a rose in a garden of weeds, right?
Mm.
It's like also like kind of like the thorns around it. Mm-hmm. Kind of like you're just, it's like, I was hard to find kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But now like you mess it up.
Look
but
now what I wish you
like
out
another,
on.
Yeah, but now I kind of wish you like another rose kind mm-hmm. of thing. But yeah, so that's why I love I Wish You Roses. It's a really good song. It's a very slow tempo.
Mm-hmm.
We also get to see like Kali Uchis' vocal range and how it kind of can go really high, especially near that end when she, I'm not going to try to imitate it, but when she goes like,
mm-hmm.
anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, going down the track list, we have Worth the Wait featuring Omar Apollo, which I absolutely love their relationship. She mm-hmm. always kind of says like, oh, this is like my younger brother. And like,
aww.
He's like always like, oh, this is like my older sister. Omar Apollo, we did do an episode on them for Ivory. Great album. Omar Apollo is also a Latinx community. He is Mexican, so like they bond over that. And she brought him out on her Coachella set last year.
No way.
For when she did her little set on Coachella.
Oh my god.
They sang Worth the Wait together.
Aww.
While he like sat on a chair and just like sang his part.
Yeah.
You know?
He's the show.
Then we have Love Between. Right below that, and then we have All Mine, and then we have Fantasy featuring Don Toliver,
mm-hmm.
which like, ooh, this mm-hmm. is like when it gets excited, you're just like, oh my god, like
totally.
Don Toliver, I'm like, what are they
gearing
gonna be
up.
Singing about, you know what I mean? But it's actually good because like Don Toliver has like a very like autotune leaning voice, because that's mm-hmm. kind of like what his style is. I'm not saying that autotune is bad, it is not. But he kind of has like that autotune rapper voice, and the way it like meshes well with Kali Uchis, we have
definitely.
Like a high, it's kind of like the contrasting, but like also blending in together.
They both are
job.
Like dreamy in their own way.
Yeah.
It's kind of
yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know?
Well, like every, like even male artists can be dreamy. Like my first note on that can be The Weeknd. I'm like, The Weeknd just has like that voice. And you're just like, oh, he's so dreamy. You know what I mean?
For other reasons too.
But we'll be playing Fantasy and then coming back and talking about it. You're listening to CATR 101.9, and this is Fantasy by Kali Uchis featuring Don Toliver.
I wanna dance, throw my hands in the air. I wanna dance when no one really cares. I wanna dance, throw my hands in the air.
Hold me, spend it on me, babe. Kelalalelam is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Kelalalelam aims to partner indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kailalalelam.ca, or Instagram at kailalalelum to learn more or donate.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is East Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, East Studio. East Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at eastudio.cafe, eastudio.cafe.
All right, welcome back. You listen to Discali, and that was Fantasy by Kelly Uchis featuring Don Toliver. Great song. Great song. Yeah. It's like, you especially when it comes to features, it's like sometimes you know when, like, yeah, they did good. They kind of, you know, did their thing. You know, they put out a banger and everyone's like, whoa. But sometimes they just, like, didn't mesh fully.
Yeah. You can feel the chemistry.
Yeah, but,
song.
Like, this chemistry is, like, really,
yeah,
really heavy, really, really well. And I love how it's kind of, like, a little bit cheeky, like, in the end when she's like, yeah, that's it. That's the end of the song. And she's
let's
like, come on, baby, let's go home.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Like, you just vroom, vroom. You just told us that you cuffed Don Toliver. You're just like, okay,
yeah.
Come on, baby, let's go home.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa. But you were saying, like, how did that song make you feel?
Oh, my gosh. I have so many things to say. I think off the top, it always makes me feel like I'm on Rainbow Road in Mario Kart. Like, you know, when it's just like that, like, you know, like weightless, like you're just soaring through this.
When you're on like the little bumpy road and
yeah,
you're like.
Yeah, literally with the coins and the boxes. Yeah. So that's my first thought. But then kind of as you get more into it, when she's like, diamonds on my wrist,
right.
That's my love language, mm-hmm. stuff like that, like it's very much like honeymoon phase, like those,
yeah.
like the feels, the butterflies, everything.
Yeah, I mean, clearly the honey red moon phase.
Oh, yep.
But yeah, no, that's so true. That's so true. The honeymoon phase, kind of like we were saying, like the high of the beginning of the relationship with Dawn. But yeah, and then we have, going down the track list, we have Como Te Quiero Yo, Hasta Cuando, and then the next song that I want to be playing is Endlessly. But before we get into playing Endlessly, which is, I think, originally like my favorite song off the album, we actually have the vinyls.
Wait, did you bring them?
Or no, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I was going to, and I was going to play like the live music off of it.
You have all of them. Almost.
Actually, you do have interesting fact, that is the only artist that I have their complete discography. Actually, I'm lying. It's one of those artists that I have my complete discography of. I was like, Billie Eilish is also the one I have. But yeah, I finally collected all of them. Por Vida, Isolation, Sin Miedo, Red Moon and Venus, and then Orquídeas.
You actually do have.
I actually do.
The complete confection.
Yeah, it's like about like, I'm so broke. Like, that's kind of my fault. But on the vinyls, she actually did have a couple pressings for this one. The first one that fully sold out on the pre-order, which I remember you and I were like big heavy sigh about, was the salmon-colored Red Moon and Venus original cover from Urban Outfitters.
I was going to say the Urban exclusive.
That was like a bit of a pain because I remember I was like, we missed out on it. And then we were like, okay, whatever. And then she has a regular indie exclusive, which also sold out pretty quickly. But then she like restocked it and now it's like not that limited. But it's like the one that you have, which is like the red pressing. Which, yeah, funny story on that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the one that you have. And then I think she has a regular black one as well, but there's nothing interesting about that. I'm like, the cover is so colorful. I'm like, I need it to be like a color pressing or some type of other pressing.
Definitely.
I think she had a picture disc. I'm actually not 100% sure. But then the one that I have is, she did have a picture disc. And then the one that I have is the alternative cover with her, like, I'm guessing on Venus and then the red moon in the back. And then she has like kind of like a wet look with her dress, kind of just like shaping the outline of her body.
Love that.
And that's on a clear pressing.
Yeah.
And it's a really heavy clear. Sometimes usually clear, like they kind of like cheap out on and they're like, oh, it's like a little bit flimsy. Like that's how like my Sin Miedo one is. But this one's pretty hefty. I was like a good 180 grams, I think. But yeah, those are the vinyls, and collect them all. Like, it's literally like Pokemon. I'm just like, collect them all. But like, I don't have the money to collect them all.
No.
Next song that we want to play is Endlessly. I know I mentioned that. And Endlessly, I think what hooked me on was just the beginning. It kind of just like, I love a beginning that starts slow and then the beat just immediately drops. It's like, I'm not waiting around for the beat to drop. I'm just like, the beat has dropped. And then you're just like, great.
You're
like,
in the thick of it.
This is so fun. But yeah, so we'll play Endlessly. We'll come back and I think we're going to start wrapping up Kelly Uchis. We'll talk about her concert and how fun that was and anything that she has lined up for us this year. Possibly. We shall see. You're listening to CITR 101.9 and this is Kelly Uchis with Endlessly.
Call me, you want, you love, don't ever stop giving me your all.
song, like genuinely great song. Like I was like on a high of that song right now.
I'm ready for class.
No, like I'm ready to study. But I think what I love about that, about Endlessly by Kali Uchis, is just like the entrance, first of all, because like it's like Kali.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I think, does she say tortured? I don't even know what she says at the beginning of that song.
Maybe I was too focused on like.
And then it just like fully gets into it. And then she starts like laying bars. Oh, Dark Child. Maybe that might be the producer. But then there's also that part. I don't even know what she says. Like Kali also has like her little like, you know, like Sizanese.
Yeah.
Sizanese or like.
Literally.
Arinese or something.
Yeah.
But like they have like their own language. Like you don't understand what they're like, saying. But like, you're just like. I'm like, no, literally. It's like that one part where she takes a break. And then the bass comes back in like.
Yeah.
You know. But it's like in my head, I'm just like. Like that's all she's saying. Anyway, but love Endlessly for that. Honestly, it's so fun. I feel like most songs that are named Endlessly, I love. There's this one, and then the other one that I know is by Omar Apollo called Endlessly. Like, you'll start to me, baby.
Look at that.
So hopefully that's a blessing that continues on with most Endlessly songs.
Mm-hmm.
The concert. I wanted to talk about that. The Red Moon and Venus concert by Kali Uchis.
Oh my gosh.
We went with our friend Devin. I love
Shout
Devin.
Out.
Shout out Devin. I remember when these tickets came out, I was in family studies with Devin. I was, my butt was sitting on the chair and I was like, it was terrible because during that time, I was just buying tickets after tickets after tickets in class.
With like your iPad, your phone, and your computer out to get in the wait list. Hey, it worked though.
So thank you for listening to the Scully, everyone. No! I was just outed. But yes, I was. I just like family studies. Wow, cool, interesting. But like Ticketmaster lines, that's my area. That's my expertise.
Yeah,
that's
really
my
is.
Degree.
Yeah.
That's my degree. Queuing
yeah,
and Ticketmaster. That's my degree. I remember I was like out of nowhere. I was like, I texted Leila, I'm like, Leila, you want to go? And she's like, who's opening? And I was like, Ray.
It was just like it all worked out. Over.
It was crazy. When we saw that Ray was opening, we're like.
Yeah. I honestly kind of almost went for
like,
her.
I'm not going to lie. Like, we wanted to do Pit. Mm-hmm. But like, we were obviously trying to accommodate for like all the people and like what we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But also we weren't sure about Pit for Kali. We were sure about Pit for Ray, but we weren't sure about Pit for Kali because it's kind of like the same vibes as Daniel Caesar. Like, I wasn't sure if I wanted to like cry.
Yeah.
In the pit, you
maybe
know what I mean?
To take a seat.
Exactly, like take a seat. Sometimes you got to sit down a little bit.
Yeah.
But the concert had so much lore behind it. I remember when we originally went to the concert and we got the merch. We bought the Kali Uchis Red Moon and Venus merch because it was like a great gray with her face on it. It was like a very like vintage looking shirt.
Totally.
And then we sat down and back then Ray was like, we liked her, but we weren't 100% sure about like everything.
Yeah.
And then, so she opened. And she played like a couple songs of her My 21st Century Blues. And immediately we looked at each other and we were like, so we're going to go buy the shirt.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
we literally got up and was like, well, so we're going to go buy the shirt.
And we were like the only people singing.
No. I remember our section is like when Black Mascara came on, you and I were the only ones standing up, like kind of dancing and going crazy.
Yeah. It's like an EDM song.
And then obviously like Escapism came on. And everyone took out their phones.
Oh, my
but
God.
It was just like, it was such a fun time. It was such a fun time. And what I mean by the lore behind the concert is that lore, I mean like as like general like Kali Uchis fans, which also her fandom is called Kuchis.
No way.
Which I love it, but also like
You know.
Anyway, but like the Kuchis, like when she came out, there was this introduction that she didn't do, but it was I guess because she was expecting, which is why she seemed so stiff.
Oh yeah.
But she had an introduction called the Frikitona, like Frikitona, and she had like a little dance. And like whenever I looked at it, I was like, why is she a little stiff? Like, I'm like, you're Colombian, like move the hips.
There's half an inch of movement.
Yeah, like where's the movement? But I guess she might have been expecting by that time and we just didn't know and she didn't want to move that much.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie, like she was doing great in the concert, but she wasn't moving as much as like other artists I've seen move.
Also, I remember there was so much, it was so horrible. Like there was so much body shaming.
There was a lot of body shaming for that concert.
You know, regardless if she was pregnant or not, like I was just like, that's none of your guys' business.
Yeah, that's definitely it. But I remember she had removed the introduction for some concerts because I think she just like didn't like the hate or she didn't like.
Which is also so sad.
Which is like so sad. And like for me, I honestly is like, yeah, she like stiff, but like whatever. I'm just like, I'm gonna, yeah, I'll like, honestly, like, low key, like, that's like a dance move, like being stiff and kind of doing it. I'm like, yeah, that's like your thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But then when she surprised us with the intro, I remember turning to Leela and I was like, oh my God, she did. Yeah. She literally did the intro.
Yeah.
And then she went straight into Telepatía,
mm-hmm.
which is like, you're playing your banger as your first song. That's rare.
Yeah.
You never see that happen.
Yeah, you always close.
Yeah.
The bangers.
Exactly. And then, funny enough, she ended up playing like most of the songs. I didn't think she'd play Endlessly because like Endlessly is a pretty like more chill song off the
mm-hmm.
album.
Mm-hmm.
But she played most songs off of Red, Moon, and Venus.
She did. I was impressed with that.
She did.
Yeah.
And then she teased, I don't know if you remember, but she teased Orquídeas.
Yeah, I
but,
do.
Like nobody knew what it was. Mm-hmm. I was looking back at my videos.
Mm-hmm.
She played Muñequita.
Oh, no
she
way.
Played Dame Beso. Which
okay.
is like the merengue.
Oh my gosh.
And I think she might have played a little bit of like Labios Mordidos, but that was before she had her feature with Karol G.
Okay. That's wild.
It's wild because like I just didn't know. And I'm like now like they're like most of my favorite songs off of the Orquídeas album. But yeah, so that was a concert. It was a great time. But I remember my friend Antonio and I think Alyssa and maybe Christine, they
mm-hmm.
also went to that concert. And we all kind of communally, again, love Kali Uchis. And I also talked about this with you. We all kind of communally agreed that, like, Ray kind of ate her up.
Yeah, I know.
Like, usually a supporting act or, like, an opener will, like, support the main
yeah,
act.
Yeah.
But, like, Ray very much, like, set the bar. And Kali, like,
I know.
Barely made it.
She was reaching. Well, I mean, she did great, but, I mean, I talk about Ray equally as much as
yeah.
I talk about Kali at that performance.
Yeah, and then Ray ended up, yeah, coming back to Vancouver later on her own little tour. But it was great. It was
mm-hmm.
phenomenal. They both did a great. I remember leaving and I was like, we paid $70 for that.
Mm-hmm. Double concert.
Yeah. Great. Great value for our money. After Endlessly, we have Moral Conscience. And then we have Not Too Late, which is an interlude. And then we have Blue, I will play just a little bit just to like kind of like go around with the music and see like what's all about. But then I'm gonna play the last song that I want to play of Kali Uchis, which is Moonlight, which
classic.
Is like her most famous song.
Mm-hmm.
And then get into her discovered artist. But this is just Blue, just for a little bit, just for you guys to kind of see the vibes of it. Broken yet, but sometimes it sure feels like it. When you treat me like a stranger, so that is Blue up to the first couple lines of the chorus. But it's great because the bass and the beat is very prominent. Like there's
mm-hmm.
like you can like really like move your shoulders to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great song. Obviously it's talking about being sad, I mean being blue. Like what's the point of all these pretty things in the world if I can't have you? You know
exactly.
what I mean? And then going down we have Deserve Me, which is Summer Walker is on the song.
Yeah.
Which is, oh, again, a great feature. Summer Walker is one of those classic R&B artists
mm-hmm.
that you just see everywhere, kind of like interchangeable with SZA. Obviously not as big, but love Summer Walker and her entire discography. And then we have Moonlight and Happy Now. And Happy Now, arguably say, I love this album, but I am always critical with music.
Mm-hmm.
It's her weakest one on the album, as well as maybe her weakest one in her entire discography.
Mm-hmm.
I just find it a little bit repetitive. A great beat. It's just like a little bit like
I also felt like, why did you end the album like that?
Yeah.
Like Moonlight, it was so perfect.
Yeah,
and then like
I agree.
It just switched up on us.
But like I get it, like she's trying to be like, oh, like we're happy now, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
that's how you end the album.
Yeah, narratively and like
as, yeah, like, as a storyline.
Story
yeah. But I'm just like,
okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're gonna wrap up Kali Uchis and we're gonna say bye to Leela because she does have class.
I do.
But
sorry.
thank you so much for coming on and talking
yeah.
about Kali Uchis. I will wrap up the show with our discovered artist by myself. We'll listen to Moonlight and then we'll get into Daniela, which is our little discovered artist for the week. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 and this is Moonlight by Kali Uchis. I just wanna get
Royal Otis, live in concert, coming to the PNE Forum in Vancouver on October 22nd. Fresh off the heels of their debut album, Prats in Pain, and the viral cover of Murder on the Dance Floor for Triple J's Like a Virgin, don't miss the Australian duo on their biggest tour yet, Royal Otis, Glory to Glory Fall Tour. Tickets are on sale now at ticketleader.ca. TICKETLEADER.CA.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P. for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
All right, welcome back. That was Moonlight by Kelly Uchis, which wraps up our Artist of the Week here on Discali. Yeah, Leela is gone now, so we officially do not have her for our little second opinion, but you are stuck with me for the next couple minutes. And we are going to be talking about our Discovered Artist of the Week, which is Daniela Andrade. Daniela Andrade was actually born, I have it right here, in Montreal, Quebec. So that does make her Canadian on April 15th, 1992, which does make her 32 years old. She is Canadian Honduran, so that means she is from Honduras, and she works with neo-soul, R&B, and alternative rock. Some of her music has been seen on TV shows including Supergirl, Suits, and as well as the Umbrella Academy. She's an independent artist, but she was signed before to Crooked Lid Records. Her biggest inspirations are Coldplay, Frank Sinatra, as well as Beyonce, Nirvana, and Edith Piaf. And obviously, because of that reason, she's done a bunch of covers on YouTube to their most famous songs, such as like The Scientist, Fly With Me to the Moon, as well as La Vie en Rose. So yeah, that's a little brief little introduction on Daniela Andrade. She mostly specializes on playing the guitar, and she released an EP called Tamale, or Tamal, in 2019, which is going to be the EP that we'll be talking about today. It's under Alternative, which, again, as I mentioned many times, I don't exactly like when streaming platforms just label albums as Alternative, because, like, what does that mean? Like, alternative to what? Like, what's the norm? It's all right. It's an okay way of labeling music, but... Yeah, the first song that I want to be playing is called Tamal. It is kind of... The reason I chose her as someone who kind of seemed like sounds like Kali Uchis is obviously because of the R&B influence, but also just kind of the way like she moves around with her voice, if that makes sense. Kind of like the flow of her voice. And we'll listen to the song, come back, talk about it, and then kind of have the last couple minutes of Discali and wrap it up. So you're listening to Daniela Andrade with Tamal.
Get me out of this space, get me out of this mind.
Be wrapping up the song there just because it is a bit on the longer side, but I do want to talk a little bit about what the idea behind the song was. Like I said, it's called tamal, and if you don't know what a tamal is basically, yeah, it's kind of seen everywhere in Latin America, but it's basically a dish or a type of food where you wrap up this like maíz, which is a corn. I don't even know if you can call it a pastry, but it's kind of like a pastry. It's very doughy. It's from a dough, and then you steam it, and it becomes kind of like a little fluffy thing. And you put like some type of meat in it, and then you wrap it up in a corn or a banana, any type of leaf, dried up leaf, and then you steam it. And basically she's alluding to the fact of like the symbolism behind it, the tamal, and like how you can like wrap it up. And she's kind of saying that she is one, and talking about how like she needs to be treated right, you know, steamed and folded, and because it's a very delicate process so you don't break anything. So that's a pretty cool idea. I've never actually thought of a song leaning towards that way. But yeah, like I love the beat. It's not a complex production. It's very simple, which kind of also goes with the fact of a tamal. It's very simple. It's nothing too complex. But yeah, moving down the track list, there's Fin and Gallo Pinto, which is the next song I want to talk about. But before I do, I want to announce that the next show is Dave Rito Presents The Eclectic Lunch. So make sure to stick around at noon to listen to that. But without further ado, we will be playing Gallo Pinto by Daniela Andrade, coming back, and then I think playing one more song to wrap up the show for us today.
Las vendo muy ricas, chica, 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 chica. Yo jalo el cordón, chica, 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 chica. Y se para el tren, chica, 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 chica.
I gotta go to bed, I know I want it. I'm running like a matador. arroz en blanco, gallo pinto. My dreams revueltos, casadito. Now one or other, I can have it all. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why
I can have it all. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Gotta try, gotta try, gotta try.
Niña, serving up your tajaditas. Spread yourself so thin, say it's okay, cause that's what they want. Voices in your head agree with popular opinion. Look inside yourself and see what happens when you listen. This one's for my mommy, this one's for my dad. Gave up everything and gave me what they couldn't have. This one's for the dreamers walking through their past. You are not defined by all the things that you don't have.
All right, and that was most of the song of Gallo Pinto. I did want to make sure I played one more song for you guys before I do run out of time. But honestly, I really, really like that song, Gallo Pinto. Gallo Pinto is a dish from Nicaragua. So again, she's talking about another dish. I honestly really like this vibe that she's going for. But yeah, another reason why I chose this, comparing it to Kelly Uchis, was because of how she jumps between Spanish and English. There's the Spanglish, obviously. And she does a great job doing that as well. But that does mean we are on the last minute of Discali, which thank you everyone so much for coming on to listening and tuning in to this episode today. If you do want more, we are on the CITR website. You can listen to all the different episodes that I've had. And if you want to reach out, I do have an Instagram and a TikTok, _Discali_, and then just send me any album. I'm honestly like open to review most music. So yeah, I'll see you guys next week for a new Discali episode. And to sign us off, we have Ay 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 by Daniela Andrade. Thank you guys. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Piernas por delante.